Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's not just vaccine hesitancy that is getting in the way of some young children gaining immunity to infectious diseases. Structural barriers also need to be addressed. As a new study from the American Academy of Pediatrics finds, more than one in six toddlers are missing the final doses they need to finish a vaccine series. Joining us now is Sarah Michaels, an epidemiologist at the University of Montana's Center for Population Health Research, the study's lead author. Sarah, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Could you tell us what vaccines we're talking about here for which toddlers seem to not be getting the full course, and why is it important to receive all the shots for each vaccine?
Yeah, so this study was focused on what we call the combined seven vaccine series. So that includes seven different vaccines that protect against 11 different diseases. Whooping cough, so diphtheria, tetanus, acellular pertussis vaccines, our pneumococcal infections, H flu, hepatitis B, polio, measles, mumps, rubella. So our focus is really on our routine early childhood vaccinations here.
Okay, and what's the importance of getting all of them? Are you just not vaccinated against it if you don't finish the full course?
Yeah, so most vaccines in early childhood require 3 to 4 doses to be effective. So this finding that 1 in 6 kids started but did not complete all of their vaccines was really important because partial immunization leaves both kids and their communities at risk of preventable infections.
Yeah. So we'll get into some of this in a minute, but I have to say, I think top of mind for many people, and COVID really brought this to the fore, is that some people have real hesitations with the safety of vaccines. Now, I want to say COVID vaccine is safe. It has been scientifically proven to be safe. But are there any issues here with safety of these, you know, routine vaccines, early childhood vaccines, but especially for children who are so young?
Yeah, you know, these vaccines have been around for a long time. They're very safe. And there are also systems in place that have been around for decades that monitor safety at an ongoing basis.
Yeah. So apart from safety then, why are so many toddlers not getting all the vaccines? Why get the first but not the rest?
Yeah, so a lot of the recent research is really focused on parental vaccine hesitancy. But this pattern of starting and not completing vaccines is likely due to other causes and more logistical barriers to vaccination. Things like parents needing to take time off of work to get in to see their doctors, or organizing childcare for siblings if there are other kids in the household. And that's exactly what we saw in this study here. We found that families with multiple kids in the household and families that moved across state lines since birth were more likely to have started but not completed all those multi-dose vaccines.
And what role do pediatricians play here?
Yeah, so I'm sure any of the parents listening on this call know that there are a number of visits required in the first couple years of life to make sure that kids receive all of their vaccines. So clinics and pediatricians can make appointment scheduling as easy as possible and can send reminders to parents to let them know that their kids are due for vaccines and their well child care.
And I remember when my children were toddlers, that's exactly what happened. I would have forgotten or not known, but it was the pediatrician and the office that kept us, you know, making sure we got them all. Is that just not happening?
Yeah, I think some of our effective strategies for reaching out to parents are not reaching all communities. So it takes time and energy for clinics to send out reminder phone calls or reminder emails. So in this study here, we saw socioeconomic and racial and ethnic disparities, which indicate that some of these effective strategies for making sure that kids complete all their vaccines are not reaching all communities.
So there may be people listening, Sarah, who will think this has nothing to do with them, but I wonder if there's any community-wide reason why a toddler not receiving a full course of vaccine might impact more than just said toddler.
Yeah, so you can think about vaccines kind of on two different levels, at the individual level protecting a child, but also at the community level to make sure that we're protecting all members of the community and diseases can't spread within communities, yeah.
So given this is 2019 data, and then we had COVID, which was where vaccine hesitancy really came to the fore, do you think perhaps it's worse now? Maybe it's more than one in six toddlers not finishing their doses?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. I think we know that there were delays in well childcare, and we saw that some kids were caught up, but not all kids. So we really need to make sure that all children across all communities are able to be fully protected and have opportunities to get in to see their pediatricians and to make sure that everyone is caught up.
Sarah Michaels is an epidemiologist at the University of Montana's Center for Population Health Research. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you very much.